The moment you start thinking about yourself first, everything starts to make sense. That's the truth nobody tells you. Most people wake up every day and live for everyone else. They put themselves last, they stay quiet when something feels wrong, and they ignore what they need just to keep others happy. And over time, they lose themselves. They lose energy. They lose direction. This audiobook is about changing that. For good. It's not about being selfish. It's about being honest. If you want to build a better life, you have to stop waiting for others to choose you. You have to choose yourself. Fully and without guilt. That means protecting your time, taking care of your mind, building stronger habits, and saying no to what drains you. This isn't motivation for a moment, it's a new standard for your life. If you're ready to take yourself seriously, you start here. Think about yourself, always. Chapter 1. Put all your energy into building your own life. Put all your energy into building your own life. That's where it starts. That's where it always starts. Most people spend their energy worrying about things they can't control, trying to fix other people, chasing things that don't matter, or waiting for someone else to tell them what to do. But the truth is, if you don't take full responsibility for your life, nothing will move. Nothing will improve. You have to wake up one day and say, I'm done wasting time. I'm done waiting. I'm going to build something real for myself. You've got this one life. Not two, not three, just one. So what are you going to do with it? Sit on the sidelines while others move ahead? Watch people live their dreams while you settle for less? Or are you finally going to stand up and build your life the way it was meant to be? You don't need anyone's permission to begin. You don't need anyone to approve. You just need to decide that your life is worth your full energy and full attention. Most people give everything to other people. They give time to things that give them nothing back. They give energy to people who don't care. They wait around for change that never comes. They let days pass without purpose. But I'm telling you now, the minute you start putting your energy into yourself, your entire life will begin to shift. Not in some magical way, but in a real, honest, powerful way. You see, there's a difference between existing and living. And if you're not building your life, you're just existing. You're waking up, going through the motions, waiting for the weekend, and feeling empty. And I know that feeling. I've been there. It's painful. It eats at your confidence. It makes you question everything. But that's not how it has to be. You have the ability to shape your days, design your habits, and direct your future. But only when you stop giving your best energy to everything else and start giving it to yourself. It starts small. You don't need a massive plan. You don't need to change everything overnight. But you do need to change your priorities. Every time you say yes to something that doesn't grow you, you say no to your own life. Every time you choose comfort over progress, you delay your own growth. That adds up. It becomes your story. But if you want a better story, you have to write it. You have to build it. No one is coming to build it for you. No one is going to push you every morning. That's on you. And that's a good thing. Because that means you're in control. That means you don't have to wait anymore. You can decide today that your time matters, your energy matters, your focus matters, because your life matters. And when you start treating your life like it matters, everything changes. You get stronger, not by accident, but by action. You build routines that serve you. You cut out things that waste your time. You stop showing up for people who drain you. You stop explaining yourself to those who don't listen. You stop apologizing for wanting more, and you start showing up for the person you want to become. That's what it means to build your life. It means you stop being available for everything and start being available for what truly moves you forward. It means you wake up with purpose, not just to go to work or scroll through your phone, but to become someone you can be proud of. It means you take care of your health because your body is your engine. It means you study because your mind shapes your world. It means you work hard because your results depend on your effort. And it means you think deeply because your decisions shape your destiny. You don't need to compete with anyone. That's a waste of time. The only person you need to outgrow is the person you were yesterday. And you do that by putting your energy into yourself, into your growth, into your life. When you do that, you'll see the difference. You'll walk differently. You'll speak with more confidence. You'll feel more in control, not because the world changed, but because you changed how you show up in it. And that's where all success begins, with how you show up. You show up tired, distracted, lost in other people's noise, and life will stay average. But you show up focused, grounded, and committed to building yourself, and life will open up. Opportunities come to those who are ready. Strength grows in those who earn it. Peace belongs to those who stop chasing noise and start working on what matters. This world will always try to pull your attention. Social media, people's opinions, trends, distractions, they never end. But you have a choice. You can choose to respond to everything, or you can choose to focus. And focus is the key. If you can master your focus, you can master your life. But it requires discipline. It requires honesty. It requires you to stop lying to yourself and pretending that it's okay to keep living below your potential. It's not okay. You were meant for more. Not more money or more things, more control, more freedom, more clarity, more purpose. But you don't get that by giving your energy to things that don't matter. You get that by deciding that from this day forward, you are the project. You are the priority. You are the builder. And you are the one who's going to make it happen. So, take a hard look at your days. Where's your time going? Who gets your attention? What are you saying yes to? Are you building your life, or are you letting it drift? Are you proud of how you're living, or are you just getting by? It's not about guilt, it's about responsibility. Once you see what needs to change, you act on it. Not tomorrow, not next week, now. Because the longer you wait, the deeper the habits set in. And the deeper they set, the harder they are to break. But once you decide that your life deserves your full energy, nothing can stop you. You'll find the strength, you'll build the systems, you'll cut the excuses, and you'll begin to feel something you haven't felt in a long time. Pride. Not the kind of pride that shows off, the kind that's quiet, the kind that says, "I'm finally doing this for me." The kind that grows from keeping promises to yourself. That's the pride that lasts. That's the feeling that fuels real growth. And that's what it means to put all your energy into building your life. You owe it to yourself to try. You owe it to yourself to stop wasting time. You owe it to yourself to stop living on autopilot. And most of all, you owe it to yourself to start now. This is your life. Make it count. Make it better. Make it yours. Chapter 2. Start checking in with yourself every single day. Start checking in with yourself every single day. That's not just a good habit, That's survival. Life is loud. There's too much noise coming from outside. Work, people, pressure, problems, deadlines. You can spend your whole day reacting to everything and still never hear yourself. And if you don't hear yourself, how do you know where you're going? How do you know what's wrong? How do you know what you need? Most people never ask those questions. They just keep going. They wake up tired. They do what they're told. They follow routines they never designed. And they wonder why they feel empty. It's because they're living disconnected from themselves. You can't live on autopilot and expect clarity. You can't ignore your thoughts and expect peace. If you want to grow, if you want to stay sharp, if you want to feel in control of your life, you have to stop every single day and ask yourself the real questions. How am I feeling? What's bothering me? What am I avoiding? What did I learn today? What do I need more of? What do I need less of? That's how you stay awake in your own life. That's how you keep yourself from drifting. Checking in with yourself is not about being emotional all the time. It's about being honest. It's about taking a moment in the day, even just 5 minutes, to step back and make sure you're living with direction. It's not about having all the answers. It's about paying attention. And that's where most people fail. They're not paying attention to their own life. They're too distracted. They're too busy keeping up. And slowly they disconnect from their own goals, their own values, their own needs. But when you start checking in with yourself, you build awareness. And awareness is power. You begin to catch your own mistakes faster. You notice your own patterns. You start to understand what lifts you and what drains you. And with that understanding, you begin to make better choices. Choices that protect your peace. Choices that move you forward. Choices that help you live instead of survive. It's not just about mindset, it's about management. Managing your time, your thoughts, your energy. Life doesn't get better by chance. It gets better by checking in and adjusting often. Ask yourself, did I use my time well today? Did I give energy to what really matters? Did I handle that situation the way I want to? These questions create progress, and progress creates confidence. Not fake confidence from outside validation, but real confidence because you know you're in control. And when you skip this practice, it shows. Your days start to blend together. You lose track of what matters. You start reacting instead of leading. You feel tired, but you don't know why. You feel behind, but you don't know what you missed. That's what happens when you don't check in. You become a stranger in your own life. When you take time to check in, you slow the world down. You create space to think. That space is rare, but it's necessary. It's the space where you reset, where you remember what you're doing and why. And that clarity? That's what keeps you focused when everything around you is chaotic. Most people get swept away by their circumstances, but you don't have to. If you take time each day to listen to yourself, you'll stay centered. You start to see the truth. Maybe you're burned out and you didn't realize it. Maybe you're angry and you've been hiding it. Maybe you're afraid to move forward and that fear is slowing you down. These are the things that live in the background. They drain you in silence. But when you check in, you pull them into the light. And when you see something clearly, you can change it. You can face it. You can take action. It's also how you keep yourselves honest. We all tell ourselves stories that we're fine, that we're too busy, that we'll deal with it later. But checking in cuts through the noise. It forces you to look in the mirror and say, this is what's really going on. That kind of truth hurts sometimes. But it's better than living numb. It's better than being stuck and not knowing why. This habit also protects your progress. You don't just make a plan and expect everything to go smoothly. Life pushes back. People test your boundaries. Distractions show up. You'll get tired. You'll get pulled off course. But if you're checking in every day, you catch those shifts. You correct your course early. You make the small changes before they become big problems. That's how you stay consistent. You don't have to do it perfectly. You just have to do it regularly. 5 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes at night. A quiet moment with no distractions, just you and your thoughts. You ask the hard questions. You listen to the answers. You don't judge yourself. You just get real. That practice adds up. It builds emotional strength. It sharpens your mind. It keeps your life from running you. This is not just a personal thing. It affects everything. Your work, your health, your relationships. When you check in with yourself, you start showing up better in every area. You stop bringing your stress to people who didn't cause it. You stop pretending things are okay when they're not. You handle your responsibilities with more clarity. You respond instead of react. You make decisions with confidence instead of confusion. Checking in also helps you stay grateful. It reminds you of what you're doing right. Not everything has to be about fixing. Sometimes you just need to stop and recognize your own growth. Maybe you handled something better today than you would have last year. Maybe you stayed calm when you used to explode. Maybe you didn't quit when things got hard. That matters. And when you take time to notice those wins, it fuels your motivation. It gives you strength to keep going. You can build this habit starting today. It doesn't require money or tools, just honesty and effort. And if you keep doing it every single day, your life will change. You'll stop feeling like you're falling behind. You'll stop living in confusion. You'll feel stronger, more aware, more alive. Not because your life is perfect, but because you're present in it. You're not missing it anymore. That's what this is really about. Being present. Being responsible. Being intentional. You don't drift into a great life. You design it. And that design begins with attention. You can't fix what you won't face. And you can't face anything if you're not even looking. So stop for a few minutes each day. Shut out the noise. Ask yourself what's really going on. Listen. Then act. That's how you stay on track. That's how you stay in control. That's how you build something you can be proud of. You owe yourself that time. You give so much to everything else. Don't forget to give something to you. Because when you check in with yourself every day, you don't just build awareness. You build power. You build peace. You build a life that actually feels like it's yours. Chapter 3. Pay attention to what drains your mind fast. Pay attention to what drains your mind fast. Not tomorrow. Not when life breaks down, right now. Because if you don't, it will quietly wear you out. You will feel it in your body. You will feel it in your mood, and you won't know what's causing it. That's how mental exhaustion works. It doesn't always shout. Sometimes it just builds slowly, day after day, while you keep pushing forward without checking what's taking the most out of you. One of the smartest things you can do for your growth, your peace, and your future is to notice what takes your energy the fastest and fix it early. Your mind is not built to carry everything all the time. It's not meant to stay plugged into everything non-stop. If you never protect it, it gets scattered. You lose focus. You lose clarity. And when your mind is foggy, your decisions suffer. That's when your time gets wasted. That's when your motivation drops. That's when you start to feel stuck and unsure of why. You might think it's your goals, or your job, or that you're just tired. But more often than not, it's because you're giving mental energy to the wrong things. Some people drain your mind without even trying. Their presence alone can pull you down. They bring constant negativity, endless complaints, fake drama, and they expect you to carry their weight. And if you're not paying attention, you'll absorb it. You'll leave conversations feeling worse than before, and it happens fast. These little mental leaks add up. You don't need to cut everyone off to protect your peace, but you do need to become aware. Ask yourself how you feel after you spend time with certain people. Are you calm, focused, or are you drained, irritated, distracted? That answer tells you everything you need to know. Your environment also plays a big role. The places you spend your time, the noise around you, the clutter on your desk, even the lighting in your room, it all affects your state of mind. A disorganized space leads to a disorganized mind. If you're constantly surrounded by mess, your brain stays on alert. It never settles. And without that mental rest, your focus suffers. A clear space helps you think clearly. It's not about being perfect. It's about removing what overwhelms you so your mind has room to breathe. What you consume daily also drains or fuels your mind. Pay close attention to what you're watching, reading, scrolling, and listening to. Most people fill their heads with noise without realizing the cost. Too much social media, too much news, too much useless content, and suddenly your head is spinning with thoughts that aren't even yours. You feel anxious, but you don't know why. You feel behind, even when you're doing fine. That's the trap of constant input. Your brain doesn't get time to process, it's overstimulated, and you lose the ability to focus on what actually matters. Even your habits can drain you fast. Multitasking, rushing through your day, never pausing, overcommitting, these are daily behaviors that slowly destroy your clarity. You can't think clearly when your mind is split between 100 different things. You can't plan your future if you never stop to reflect. It's not about being busy. It's about being in control. If everything feels urgent, nothing truly gets done. You have to pause and ask, what's taking up space in my mind that shouldn't be there? Mental exhaustion isn't always caused by hard work. Sometimes it's caused by emotional stress. Maybe you're holding on to something you should have let go of. Maybe you're replaying conversations that already happened. Maybe you're fighting battles in your head that you never say out loud. And every day, a part of your energy goes to that. You wake up tired because you never mentally unplug. That's why awareness is so important. Not everything that drains you is visible. But if you learn to stop and feel, you'll catch it before it takes over. The quicker you recognize what drains you, the quicker you can start to change it. You can't improve your life without protecting your mind. That starts with saying no when you need to. That means creating space where your mind can slow down and recover. That means turning off distractions, stepping away from chaos, setting limits on what you expose yourself to, and making time to be alone with your thoughts. You don't need to escape the world, you just need to take ownership of what you allow into your mental space. Most people wait until they hit a wall. They wait until they break down. But by then, it's already too late. You can't run on an empty mind and expect to stay strong. You need recovery. You need clarity. And that clarity comes from noticing your own patterns before they cost you your peace. Some of the things draining your mind are habits you've carried for years, saying yes to everything, avoiding tough conversations, holding back what you really feel, constantly trying to prove yourself. These things feel small in the moment, but they have a big impact over time. They turn into stress, they turn into burnout, and they leave you mentally weak. But when you identify those patterns and decide to break them, that's when things start to shift. The first step is getting honest. Sit with yourself and ask, what keeps me mentally tired? What conversations leave me feeling empty? What thoughts take up too much of my day? What tasks feel heavy and pointless? What routines no longer serve me? Write it down. All of it. Then, slowly begin to adjust. You're not going to fix everything overnight, but awareness leads to action, and consistent action leads to strength. It's not selfish to protect your energy. It's smart. If your mind is tired, your potential stays buried. You stop thinking clearly, you stop creating, you stop growing. So take it seriously. Remove what weakens you. Walk away from what keeps you stuck. Give yourself permission to protect your peace without apology. And here's something people don't talk about enough. Mental recovery is not lazy. It's necessary. You don't need to earn rest by burning out. You don't need to explain why you need space. You don't need to keep pushing just because others are. Everyone has a limit. And the people who win long-term are not the ones who never slow down. They're the ones who know when to pause, reset, and come back stronger. Checking what drains you is not a one-time thing. It's a daily habit. Every day brings new challenges, new conversations, new demands. You have to stay aware. Not once a month. Not just when things fall apart. Every day. Because when you protect your mind, you protect your future. Think about how different your life would feel if you only gave energy to what lifts you, if you only allowed thoughts that pushed you forward, if you only engaged with people who respect your time. That version of life is not far away. It starts the moment you begin to notice what's dragging you down and remove it, one piece at a time. You get to decide what stays and what goes. You get to choose what gets your attention. That's the real freedom. And with that freedom comes strength. A focused mind is powerful. A clear mind is productive. A rested mind is creative. And a protected mind is unstoppable. Start paying attention. Look closely. Listen to your thoughts. Watch how you react. Notice how your body feels around certain people and situations. Don't ignore the signs. They're telling you what you need to know. Respect your mental space like it's sacred, because it is. Everything you build starts in your mind, and nothing will grow if your mind is always tired. Protect it like your future depends on it, because it does.
Chapter 4. Give yourself permission to grow without guilt. Give yourself permission to grow without guilt. That's the kind of decision that can change the course of your life. You don't owe anyone an explanation for wanting to become better. You don't need to apologize for choosing a different path. And you don't have to feel bad when your growth makes others uncomfortable. The truth is, most people stay where they are because they're afraid of what others will say when they try to change. They hold back their progress to keep everyone else comfortable. But you cannot build a better life by shrinking yourself for others. You cannot stay small just to fit into people's expectations. If you know there's more in you, you have to give yourself full permission to pursue it. Growth is not something that's handed to you. It's something you have to claim. You have to decide that your life deserves more than just surviving. You have to decide that your voice matters, your dreams matter, your time matters. If you wait for everyone to understand, you'll never move. If you wait for the perfect moment, it won't come. You start where you are, with what you know, and you keep learning. You give yourself the green light, not someone else. Guilt shows up when you start changing, because change means letting go. You begin to think differently, act differently, prioritize differently, and that means not everyone can stay close. You might outgrow certain conversations. You might lose interest in things that once felt fun. You might choose quiet over chaos, discipline over comfort, focus over distraction. And when that happens, people might not get it. Some will question your motives. Some will pull away. Some will even try to bring you back to who you used to be. That's where the guilt tries to sneak in. You feel selfish. You feel alone. You feel like maybe you're doing something wrong. But you're not. You're just growing. And growth doesn't always look like success to others. It looks like separation. It looks like discomfort. It looks like distance. That's part of the process. You are allowed to want more. You're allowed to aim higher. You're allowed to change your routines, set new boundaries, demand more from yourself and the people around you. And you don't need to feel bad for doing so. The people who truly care about your growth won't guilt you for it. They'll support it. But you have to be okay with losing a few voices to find your real strength. Because if your growth is controlled by guilt, it's not growth at all. It's performance. And that's exhausting. You don't need to perform. You need to evolve. There's nothing wrong with deciding that the life you used to tolerate is no longer enough. There's nothing wrong with waking up one day and realizing you've been too quiet, too polite, too passive, too stuck, and there's nothing wrong with deciding to do something about it. Even if people don't like it, even if they don't understand, your life is not their responsibility. Your future isn't built for their approval. It's built from your decisions, your actions, and your willingness to move forward without carrying guilt for growing up. One of the biggest traps is thinking that if you grow, you'll lose connection. That if you change, people will leave. But the truth is, if someone can't handle your growth, they were never supporting you, they were supporting your limits. You're not meant to stay in the same mindset forever. You're supposed to expand. You're supposed to question things. You're supposed to leave behind what no longer fits. That's not betrayal. That's maturity. That's ownership. That's you taking your life seriously. And here's something important. Guilt doesn't always come from others. Sometimes, it comes from you. You've been conditioned to feel bad for putting yourself first, to feel wrong for saying no, to feel guilty for resting, for dreaming bigger, for choosing your path. But ask yourself, where did that belief come from? Who told you that taking care of yourself was selfish? Who made you believe that comfort should come before growth? You weren't born thinking that way. You picked it up somewhere, and now it's your job to unlearn it. Growth often means letting go of who you thought you had to be. You don't have to be the strong one all the time. You don't have to be the one who sacrifices everything. You don't have to be the person who holds it all together while falling apart inside. You're allowed to stop. You're allowed to rebuild. You're allowed to outgrow the roles you were placed in. And you're allowed to do it without guilt. This journey is yours, and you have to walk it with courage. That means facing the hard truths. That means admitting when something is no longer right for you. That means making new choices, even when you don't have all the answers yet. Growth doesn't come with a clear map. It comes with intention. It comes with effort. It comes with a decision to not stay where you are just because it's familiar. When you allow yourself to grow without guilt, you stop asking for validation. You stop apologizing for your progress. You stop explaining your decisions to people who don't even understand your vision. You begin to move with more clarity, more peace, more strength. And that strength attracts the right things, the right people, the right habits, the right direction. You weren't born to stay the same. You were meant to develop, to build, to improve. Not just for success but for fulfillment, for peace, for purpose. That doesn't come from staying small. That comes from choosing growth every day. Even when it's uncomfortable. Even when it's lonely. Even when it doesn't look like progress yet. You grow first, the results show up later. And if anyone tries to make you feel guilty for growing, that's their weight, not yours. You are not responsible for keeping other people comfortable at the cost of your future. You are not here to live someone else's version of life. You are here to discover what matters most to you, and live it fully. You don't need permission to do that. You just need to trust that it's okay to choose yourself. So take the next step. Say yes to what helps you grow. Say no to what holds you back. Stay committed to your progress. Stay honest with your needs. Build your life on truth, not guilt. And don't look back. Because once you start living from a place of real alignment, you'll never want to go back to pleasing others at your own expense. You owe it to yourself to stop carrying guilt that doesn't belong to you. You owe it to yourself to pursue your next level without waiting for applause. You owe it to yourself to grow with freedom, not fear. And that begins the moment you say, "I don't need to explain this, I'm growing." And that's enough. That's how you take control. That's how you create lasting change. That's how you give yourself a life you don't have to run away from. Growth with guilt leads to regret. Growth with courage leads to peace. Choose peace. Choose growth. Choose you every single day. Chapter 5. Let your own opinion matter the most first. Let your own opinion matter the most first. That's where real confidence begins. Not in compliments, not in likes, not in applause, but in the quiet moments when you decide that how you see yourself is more important than how the world sees you. Most people go through life waiting to be told who they are. They depend on feedback, approval, recognition, and when they don't get it, they start to doubt everything. Their voice, their value, their direction. But if you want to live a strong and stable life, you can't build your worth on outside voices. You have to decide, deep down, that your opinion counts, even if it's the only one in the room. It's easy to fall into the trap of chasing validation. Maybe someone told you you weren't enough. Maybe they laughed when you tried. Maybe you were judged for being different. So you learn to play it safe, to fit in, to hide your thoughts, to silence your opinions. And now, even as an adult, you hesitate to speak up. You wait for confirmation. You second-guess what you feel. But you don't have to keep living like that. You can train yourself to trust your own voice again. You can choose to give your own thoughts the power they deserve. When you start listening to yourself first, you take your life back. You stop waiting for others to validate your decisions. You stop adjusting yourself to match what they expect. You stop living in fear of being misunderstood. You begin to live from a place of truth, not approval, and that truth brings clarity. It brings peace. It brings freedom. Because the moment you make peace with your own opinion, you stop needing everyone else to agree with you. You're not going to please everyone. That's a fact. Someone will always have something to say. Someone will always doubt your choice. That's part of life. But their voice should not be louder than your own. You're the one who has to live with your decisions. You're the one who walks in your shoes. So why let someone else dictate how you feel about your life? Why give them that control? You were never meant to be shaped by the crowd. You were meant to be grounded in who you are. This isn't about being arrogant. It's about being solid. When your opinion comes from reflection, growth, and self-respect, it becomes a foundation you can trust. You stop asking, "What do they think of me?" and start asking, "What do I think of me?" That shift changes everything. You choose clothes that feel good to you. You set goals that matter to you. You follow routines that make sense to you. And you stop performing just to fit into someone else's standard. You'll never find peace if your self-worth is always up for debate. There will always be critics. There will always be someone who doubts you. But your job isn't to win their approval. Your job is to respect your own voice enough to act on it. That means standing by your values, even when they're unpopular. That means making decisions that others don't understand. That means not shrinking your ideas to make others feel more comfortable. You can be respectful without being silent. You can be kind without being invisible. When you start prioritizing your own opinion, something inside you begins to strengthen. You stop needing to explain every move. You stop apologizing for being different. You stop overthinking every decision. Because you know you've done the work. You've thought it through. You're not guessing. You're growing. And that growth gives you a deeper kind of confidence. Not the loud kind. The kind that's steady, quiet, certain. The kind that doesn't need to prove anything to anyone. A lot of people won't understand this level of self-trust. They'll call it selfish. They'll say you've changed. And they're right. You are changing. You're learning how to think for yourself. You're stepping out of the box. You're choosing to live by your own standards. And if that bothers someone, that's their issue, not yours. You don't owe anyone a version of you that no longer feels real. What you owe is honesty to yourself. That means checking in and asking, "Am I doing this because I believe in it, or because I'm afraid to stand alone? Am I speaking my truth, or hiding behind what's safe? Am I proud of how I'm showing up, even when no one sees it?" These are the questions that shape your identity. Not what others say, but what you believe, when you're alone, when it's quiet, when it's just you. You build that belief by making decisions and standing by them. Not reckless decisions, but honest ones. Not choices based on ego, but on clarity. You try something, you learn, you adjust, and you keep going. That process is how trust is built. It's not instant. It's earned, day by day. You stop running to everyone for input. You start trusting your instincts. You stop needing to be liked by everyone. You start liking yourself more. That's growth. Some people spend their entire lives trying to meet expectations that were never meant for them. They follow paths that don't excite them. They say yes when they mean no. They settle for things they don't even want. Why? Because they were taught that other people's opinions matter more. But you don't have to live like that. You can choose differently. You can decide that what you think of yourself is more powerful than what anyone else thinks of you. The truth is, people's opinions change all the time. One moment they praise you, the next they criticize you. You can't build stability on something that's unstable. But when you respect your own opinion, you become unshakable. You stay grounded when others change. You stay focused when others distract. You stay committed when others give up. Because you're not being driven by outside noise. You're being guided by inner strength. This doesn't mean you ignore advice. It means you filter it. You take in what's useful, and you let go of what doesn't serve you. You listen, but you don't live for approval. You value guidance, but you don't let it override your voice. That's maturity. That's wisdom. That's balance. Start today. Catch yourself when you start looking for validation. Notice when you hold back your truth. Pay attention to the moments when you doubt your instincts. Then pause. Ask yourself, what do I really think about this? Not what will they say. Not what will they think. What do I believe? What feels right to me? What makes sense in my heart and mind? That's the voice you need to follow. That's the opinion that deserves your respect. The stronger your opinion of yourself, the less control others will have over your life. You'll make choices with purpose. You'll speak with clarity. You'll show up with confidence. Not because the world agreed with you, but because you agreed with yourself first. That's how you win. You stop looking for outside approval, and you start building your own. You stop fearing judgment, and you start leading your own path. You stop needing permission, and you start trusting your own authority. And in that space where your voice matters the most, you finally begin to live a life that feels true. A life that feels yours. A life that gives you peace. Not because it's perfect, but because it's real. Because it's built on your truth. And no one can take that away from you. Chapter 6. Create daily systems that improve how you live. Create daily systems that improve how you live. Don't rely on motivation to carry you through life. Motivation feels good, but it's not dependable. Some days you wake up ready to go, other days you don't feel like doing anything. That's normal. Everyone feels that. But what separates people who grow from people who stay stuck is simple systems. You need clear, repeatable, daily actions that support your growth, even on the days you don't feel like doing much. If you wait to feel inspired, you'll fall behind. If you design a system, you move forward whether you feel good or not. Life doesn't change with big decisions alone. It changes with the habits you repeat every single day. You don't become productive overnight. You don't gain clarity in one moment. You don't build discipline in one weekend. It happens gradually, through structure, through routines, through a system that's built with your goals in mind. Most people never build that. They live reactively. They let the day control them instead of taking control of the day. That's why they feel overwhelmed. That's why they start strong, but don't follow through. They don't have a process they can depend on. A system is something you build once and improve over time. You don't have to rethink your life every morning. You already know what your priorities are. You already know when you're going to work, when you're going to rest, when you're going to learn, when you're going to plan. It doesn't mean you turn into a robot. It means you remove decision fatigue. It means you reduce chaos. It means you stop wasting time wondering what to do next. That clarity is power. Start simple. Build your day around small anchors. Time to wake up. Time to move your body. Time to reflect. Time to work. Time to learn. Time to disconnect. These don't need to be perfect. They just need to be consistent. Even 15 minutes of focused action every morning can set the tone for the entire day. You don't need to be extreme. You need to be intentional. When you have a system, you don't rely on pressure. You rely on structure. You no longer need a deadline to take action. You no longer need to feel desperate to make progress. Your habits keep you grounded. They create momentum. You show up even when it's boring. You improve without the highs and lows. You become steady. And steady people go further than intense people who burn out. Systems also give you feedback. You see what's working and what isn't. You can measure your growth. You can adjust based on results. You don't get lost in guesswork. You have something you can track. And when you can track something, you can improve it. That's how you build confidence. Not from hoping, from seeing real progress. You can look back at your week and say, I showed up. I kept my word. I'm getting better. Most people wait until they're in pain to change. They wait until something breaks, until they fall behind. But you don't have to wait for things to get hard. You can prevent a lot of problems just by having better systems in place. A routine that keeps you organized. A habit that keeps you focused. A practice that keeps you calm. These things matter more than motivation. These things keep you sharp. They keep you in motion. Systems are also how you protect your time. You don't waste hours on things that don't matter. You don't scroll away your energy. You don't get pulled in every direction. You know what your day looks like. You plan around what's important. That makes your time feel more valuable. That makes your effort feel more meaningful. You stop rushing. You stop reacting. You start living with direction. This is not about being strict or rigid. This is about freedom. The more systems you build, the more space you create. You spend less time recovering from mistakes. You make fewer emotional decisions. You stay calm in chaos. That's real freedom. When you're not a prisoner to stress or distraction. When your habits support your peace. When your structure supports your focus. Systems don't have to be complicated. They just have to be consistent. A morning routine with purpose. An evening wind down that clears your head. A simple checklist that keeps you on track. A learning schedule that sharpens your mind. A budgeting routine that keeps your money in order. These are not small things. These are the systems that protect your future. You don't need to do everything at once. Start with one system. One routine that improves one part of your life. Stick to it for a few weeks. Then add another. Layer them gradually. This is how you build a strong foundation. Not by rushing. By repeating. By staying patient and committed. That's how you create long-term change. It's also how you avoid burnout. When your day has rhythm, your mind has room to rest. You're not constantly behind. You know what's next. You feel in control. That feeling helps you show up better in every part of life. Work, health, relationships, personal growth. Systems are the quiet strength behind real progress. You also need to protect your systems. Don't let other people disrupt them. Don't let guilt push you to break them. Your systems are not selfish. They are necessary. They help you stay strong. They help you grow. You don't need to explain that to everyone. You just need to commit. Keep your priorities in place. Keep your schedule tight. Keep your environment supportive. That's how you protect your structure. There's no perfect system. Life will throw things off sometimes. You'll miss days. You'll need to adjust. That's fine. Systems are not about perfection. They're about stability. Even if you follow your system 80% of the time, you'll still make more progress than if you rely on motivation 100% of the time. That's the truth. Discipline beats excitement. Consistency beats intensity. A good system will carry you when your emotions can't. You don't have to make your life more complicated. You have to make it more intentional. Know what you want. Build a structure that supports it. Review it. Adjust it. Improve it. And most importantly, follow it. That's where your power grows. That's where your progress builds. That's how you build a life that moves forward every single day. When you're committed to systems, you stop starting over. You stop quitting and restarting. You stop losing months of your life to distraction or regret. Because you always have a path. You always know what to do next. That alone makes a huge difference. When you remove confusion, you reduce stress. And when you reduce stress, you increase performance. That's the chain reaction that systems create. Your life deserves that level of structure. You deserve to wake up with clarity. You deserve to feel progress. You deserve to live in a way that supports your peace, not steals it. But that only happens when you stop relying on willpower and start building systems that support your goals. Start now. Pick one system, one routine that matters to you. Keep it simple. Make it consistent. Don't wait until it feels right. Build it now. Follow it daily. And watch how your life begins to shift. Not because you got lucky. Not because you waited for the perfect time. But because you decided to take control and create systems that support the life you want to live. Chapter 7. Fix what you avoid before it breaks your peace. Fix what you avoid before it breaks your peace. Most people carry things they should have handled a long time ago. They walk around with tension in their chest, stress in their mind, and pressure they pretend doesn't exist. All because they keep avoiding the uncomfortable parts of life. They ignore the conversation. They put off the task. They delay the decision. And they think if they leave it alone long enough, it'll disappear on its own. But that's not how it works. What you avoid doesn't vanish. It grows. And the longer you avoid it, the heavier it becomes. Quietly, slowly, it starts to steal your peace. It takes over your thoughts. It follows you into your sleep, and it stays with you even in your happiest moments, because deep down, you know it's still there, unresolved, unfinished, unfaced. You can't feel free while carrying things you refuse to confront. Avoidance might give temporary relief, but it never brings lasting peace. It's like covering a wound without cleaning it. On the surface, it looks better, but underneath, it's getting worse. That's how emotional and mental weight works. When you pretend something doesn't bother you, it hides in the background and controls you in ways you don't even notice. Your patience gets shorter. Your energy drops. You lose focus. You become reactive. You feel disconnected from yourself. And you wonder why. But the reason is simple. You left something undone. And now it's costing you clarity. Facing what you've avoided isn't about being fearless. It's about being responsible. You're not always going to feel ready. But the longer you wait, the more damage it does. It can be a conversation you need to have. It can be a decision you've been avoiding. It can be a habit you've ignored. It can be a pattern you keep repeating. Whatever it is, you already know what it is. You've felt it. You've pushed it down. You've talked yourself out of dealing with it. But it always comes back. Because your peace depends on your honesty. And honesty means fixing what's broken. Not just pretending it doesn't exist. Peace isn't something that appears when life is easy. Peace is something you earn by cleaning up what you've left undone. When you handle the things you've avoided, you free up space in your mind. You get your energy back. You gain confidence. You feel lighter, because you're no longer carrying something you weren't meant to hold forever. That's the reward of responsibility. Freedom. A lot of people stay stuck, because they keep waiting for the perfect moment to deal with things. They say, I'll talk to them when I feel stronger. Or I'll fix that habit, when life slows down. Or I'll handle it next week, when I have more time. But weeks turn into months. Months turn into years. And that thing they thought would go away becomes a part of their identity. They start living around the issue, instead of facing it head on. That's how avoidance becomes a lifestyle. Quiet. Sneaky. Dangerous. The only way to break that pattern is with action. Not emotional thinking. Not overanalyzing. Just action. Decide that your peace matters more than your fear. Decide that your mental clarity is worth a few uncomfortable moments. Decide that you're not going to let one unresolved issue control the quality of your life. That decision alone can shift everything. Because once you take responsibility for what you've avoided, you take control back. Some people avoid things because they're afraid of the outcome. They think, what if it gets worse? But what they forget is that it's already getting worse by avoiding it. What you avoid silently eats at your potential. You don't need to have all the answers. You just need to be willing to face it. You can figure it out along the way. You can take it step by step. You can deal with discomfort and still be okay. Avoidance doesn't protect you. It delays your growth. And this isn't just about the big things. It's the small ones too. That phone call you've been putting off. That apology you need to make. That boundary you've avoided setting. That part of yourself you haven't been honest about. These small pieces add up. They stack on top of each other until your life feels heavy. Until your mind feels full. Until your body feels tired for no reason. And it's not always physical stress. It's mental weight from things left undone. You know what needs to be addressed. It's not a mystery. The challenge is not in knowing. It's in choosing to stop running from it. Because running might feel easier, but it always takes more from you in the long run. The longer you run, the harder it is to come back. But you can always choose to stop. You can always decide that today is the day you begin clearing out what's been weighing you down. Start with one thing. You don't have to fix everything overnight. You just need to stop ignoring what you already know needs attention. Pick one thing you've been avoiding. One situation. One truth. One habit. Write it down. Make it clear. Then take one step toward resolving it. Maybe it's making that call. Maybe it's having that talk. Maybe it's admitting that something in your life isn't working. Whatever it is, face it. With honesty. With maturity. With courage. What you'll find is this. It's never as bad as you imagined. The fear you built around it was bigger than the reality. The stress you carried was heavier than the situation itself. And once you face it, you feel stronger. Not because it disappeared, but because you stopped letting it control you. You stood up to it. You handled it. And that creates a kind of peace you can't fake. A peace that comes from knowing you're taking care of your life. You don't need a perfect plan. You need a real one. One built on action, not avoidance. One that clears your path instead of cluttering it. You're not weak for feeling overwhelmed. You're not broken for struggling with the things you've avoided. You're human. But strength is not in ignoring your problems. It's in addressing them when it's hard. It's in showing up for your life even when it feels heavy. It's in cleaning up the mess you've made without blaming anyone else. You can't build a calm life on a foundation of avoidance. You have to face what's underneath. You have to handle the things you've put off. You have to fix the things you know are hurting your future. Because peace is not found in escape. It's found in resolution, in clarity, in truth. That's the kind of peace that lasts. The kind that doesn't shake when life gets hard. The kind that stays with you when everything else is loud. Take your peace seriously. Protect it by facing what needs to be faced. Don't wait until something breaks. Don't wait until it's too heavy to carry. Fix it now. Clean it up while it's small. Handle it while you still can. That's what strong people do. They don't wait for permission. They don't wait for comfort. They decide that their peace is worth the discomfort of dealing with what's hard. You have that strength in you. You've had it this whole time. It's not about being fearless. It's about being committed. Committed to a life that feels clean. committed to a mind that feels clear, committed to a path that doesn't carry regret. That kind of life doesn't come from ignoring what hurts. It comes from fixing it before it grows. And that starts with one honest step, one moment of courage, one choice to face what you've been avoiding and handle it now. Chapter 8. Treat yourself like someone who truly matters now. Treat yourself like someone who truly matters now. Not later. Not when you hit your goals. Not when others start noticing your effort. Right now, because waiting to respect yourself is the fastest way to stay stuck. Most people treat everyone around them with care, patience, encouragement, and support. But when it comes to themselves, they're harsh, critical, and neglectful. They show up for everyone else, but they leave themselves behind. They give out kindness, but never offer it inward. That creates imbalance. That creates resentment. That leads to burnout and confusion. You can't keep giving away what you refuse to give yourself. You have to start showing up for yourself the way you do for people you love. When you start treating yourself like someone who matters, your decisions change. You stop tolerating things that drain you. You start honoring your time. You stop chasing people who don't respect you. You start setting standards for your peace. You don't allow yourself to be a second thought. You stop saying yes to things that make you feel less. You begin to build a relationship with yourself that is honest and supportive. That's not selfish. That's necessary. Nobody is going to do that part for you. It's not anyone else's job to teach you how to respect yourself. That comes from you. That starts with how you speak to yourself every day. The things you say when no one is watching. The way you look at yourself in the mirror. The way you respond when you make a mistake. Most people are harder on themselves than they would ever be on someone else. They beat themselves down with shame, guilt, and regret. But that mindset kills growth. That voice inside needs to change if you want your life to change. You have to talk to yourself like someone worth protecting, worth developing, worth believing in. You are not the version of you that failed. You are not the old habits that once held you back. You are the person who decided to get better. And that decision makes you matter. Every time you show up and try again, you are proving that you are worth the effort. You don't have to have it all figured out. You just need to stop treating yourself like an afterthought. The way you treat yourself becomes the standard for how others treat you. If you speak badly about yourself, people will mirror it. If you don't value your time, they'll waste it. If you always put yourself last, they'll never think twice about doing the same. You set the tone, not by demanding things from others, but by quietly demonstrating what self-respect looks like. This isn't about ego. This is about knowing your worth and acting like it. You don't have to prove anything to anyone. You just need to remind yourself daily that you matter. You don't need to earn rest. You don't need to suffer to deserve happiness. You don't need to break down to justify a break. You're allowed to take care of yourself without permission. You're allowed to choose peace over chaos. You're allowed to want more and go after it without guilt. Treating yourself like you matter means building a life that works for you, not just a life that looks good from the outside. You stop performing. You stop pretending. You stop accepting situations that steal your energy. You begin to build habits that support your well-being. You make time for things that help you grow. You say no, even when it's uncomfortable. You rest when you need to. You push yourself when it's necessary. You keep promises to yourself because you know that your word matters. Most people keep their word to others but break it to themselves. They say they'll wake up early, then they don't. They say they'll eat better, then they don't. They say they'll stop letting people use them, but they don't. That creates internal conflict. That creates self-doubt. That creates a life where your actions don't match your values. And when that gap gets too wide, you feel lost. You feel stuck. The way back starts with one step, treating your word to yourself like a commitment, not a suggestion. You don't build self-respect through comfort. You build it through consistency, through doing the things you said you'd do, through staying honest about what you need and not feeling bad for it, through protecting your peace without explanation. You don't need to earn the right to take care of yourself. You don't need to explain why your time matters. You just need to decide that it does and act like it. You also have to forgive yourself for the times you didn't show up right, for the seasons when you didn't know better, for the moments when you abandoned yourself to please others. Growth doesn't happen when you keep replaying the past. It happens when you accept where you've been and still choose to move forward. You're not weak for falling, you're human. But you become strong when you stand up, learn the lesson, and start treating yourself with the care you've always deserved. That care is not just emotional, it's practical. Take care of your body. Take care of your mind. Take care of your environment. Take care of your routines. Stop living in a way that breaks you down and start living in a way that builds you up. You don't need to do everything at once. You just need to start somewhere. Make a small change today that sends a message to yourself: I matter. Maybe it's setting a boundary. Maybe it's turning off your phone and resting. Maybe it's making a healthy choice. Maybe it's starting a new habit. These are small actions, but they speak loudly to your self-worth. People will notice the shift. When you start treating yourself like you matter, the energy you bring changes. You walk different. You speak with more certainty. You stop tolerating nonsense. You make decisions without second guessing. You show up with clarity. That doesn't mean you become cold or arrogant. It means you become centered. You're no longer looking for validation from others because you've already given it to yourself. Start now. Don't wait for someone to choose you. Don't wait for some perfect moment to decide you matter. Decide today. Decide in the middle of your doubts. Decide while you're still figuring things out. That's where real strength begins. In the choice to care for yourself even when it's not easy. Even when no one claps for you. Even when it feels unfamiliar. Because every time you treat yourself with more respect, you build a life that reflects that. You build better habits. You build healthier relationships. You build stronger decisions. And you build a mindset that no one can shake. That's what it means to live like you matter. Not just in words, in action, in the way you show up, in the way you lead your life. You've spent enough time doubting your value, enough time putting yourself last, enough time waiting for someone else to remind you that you're important. Take ownership of that truth. Don't whisper it. Don't water it down. Live it. Walk it. Breathe it. You matter. Your time matters. Your dreams matter. And it's time to start living like that's the truth. Because it is. Chapter 9. Break the cycle of pleasing everyone but you. Break the cycle of pleasing everyone but you. That cycle is silent, but it runs deep. It starts when you learn that approval feels good. When you're told that being liked is more important than being honest. When you're rewarded for putting others first and punished for saying what you truly feel. And so, without even realizing it, you start shaping your words to avoid judgment. You shrink your decisions to fit someone else's comfort. You suppress your needs just to keep the peace. And slowly, you stop living for yourself. At first, it seems harmless. You say yes when you want to say no. You take on things you're not responsible for. You become the person people go to when they need something, but they're not there when you do. You show up, give energy, listen, support, but when the conversation ends, you're the one left drained. And you don't complain, you just keep giving. Because that's what you've trained yourself to do. That's what feels safe, that's what makes you feel like you belong. But here's the truth. A life built on pleasing others will always leave you empty. You were not born to live as a reflection of other people's expectations. You weren't put here to become a version of yourself that only exists to make others comfortable. Every time you sacrifice your well-being just to make someone else happy, you lose a part of yourself. And the more you do it, the more your identity fades. Until one day, you look in the mirror and realize you're not living, you're just performing. Pleasing everyone is not kindness. It's avoidance. It's fear disguised as helpfulness. It's the fear of being disliked. The fear of rejection. The fear of someone being upset with you. But living in fear is not peace. And being liked by everyone, while you secretly dislike yourself, is not success. You cannot keep betraying your needs just to protect someone else's feelings. That's not respect. That's self-abandonment. And no one else is going to stop you from doing it. You have to choose to stop it yourself. It starts with honesty. You have to admit how tired you are of pretending. How exhausted you are from trying to be everything for everyone. How frustrated you feel when your time is taken, your boundaries are crossed, and your voice is silenced. That frustration is not weakness. It's the sign that you're ready for change. It's your mind and body telling you that this way of living is no longer working. You've outgrown it. Now it's time to outgrow the fear that comes with letting it go. You're allowed to disappoint people. That's hard to accept, but it's necessary. You will not be understood by everyone. You will not be liked by everyone. And if you build your life trying to avoid that, you'll stay stuck in places you were meant to leave. You'll hold on to relationships that no longer support you. You'll agree to things that damage your peace. You'll live a life where your needs are always at the bottom of the list. But the moment you stop trying to please everyone, you give yourself room to breathe. You make space for the version of you that's been hiding. You stop asking for permission to be yourself. You start saying no without guilt. You speak your mind without apology. You honor your own values instead of borrowing someone else's. And for the first time, your life starts to feel like it's yours. This doesn't mean you stop caring about people. It means you start caring about yourself too. It means you stop sacrificing your mental health just to keep the peace. It means you stop letting people cross lines you never wanted crossed. It means you draw the line, not with anger, but with clarity. You say, "This is what I need." And if someone can't accept that, you let them go. Letting go is not cruelty. It's honesty. Some people are only comfortable with the version of you that stays silent. That gives endlessly. That never asks for anything in return. But the version of you that speaks up, sets boundaries, and chooses self-respect, that version makes people uncomfortable. And that's okay. You're not here to live in someone else's comfort zone. You're here to live in alignment with your truth. Breaking the cycle takes work. You'll feel guilt at first. You'll second-guess yourself. You'll wonder if you're being selfish. But keep going. That discomfort is a sign that you're stepping into something new. That's the feeling of change. It's uncomfortable because you're doing something your old self never dared to do. You're choosing yourself. You're not abandoning others. You're just refusing to abandon yourself anymore. You'll need to build new habits. Saying no without explaining. Pausing before you agree. Checking in with how you really feel before making a decision. It will feel strange at first, especially if you've spent your whole life trying to please. But every time you choose your peace over performance, you reclaim a piece of your power. You prove to yourself that you're worth protecting. People who truly care about you will adjust. They'll respect your growth. They'll understand your need for space, balance, and truth. And the ones who don't, they were only there for the version of you that didn't know how to set boundaries. That version of you doesn't need to run the show anymore. You've learned too much. You've grown too far. You've seen what self-neglect costs. You're not going back to that. You're building a new way of living. One where your voice is heard, your time is valued, and your choices reflect your real needs. That's not selfish. That's strength. That's maturity. That's how you build a peaceful life. Not by pleasing everyone, but by being honest with yourself and acting like your well-being matters just as much as anyone else's. This life you're building starts with one decision, to stop living for other people and start living for the person you're becoming. That person doesn't ask for permission to grow. That person doesn't say yes when they mean no. That person shows up with clarity, even when it's uncomfortable. That person is not afraid to choose themselves. And the best part, when you break the cycle of people pleasing, you give others permission to do the same. You become an example of what it looks like to live free. To be kind without being a doormat. To be giving without being drained. To love others without losing yourself. That's the power of choosing truth over approval. So stop waiting. Stop hoping people will understand without you ever speaking up. Stop expecting others to protect your time, your heart, or your energy. That's your job. And when you take it seriously, everything changes. You walk lighter. You think clearer. You feel stronger. Not because life got easier, but because you finally stop betraying yourself just to make others feel good. Break the cycle. Speak your truth. Say no with confidence. Stand tall in your values. Choose your peace. Choose your growth. Choose your freedom. Not tomorrow. Not when it's convenient. Now, because you matter too. And it's time you lived like it.
Chapter 10. Decide today that you are your top priority. Decide today that you are your top priority. Not someday, not next week, not when everything else calms down, today. Because the truth is, if you don't put yourself first, life will always find a way to put you last. You've probably spent years trying to do the right thing for everyone around you. You've shown up, helped, supported, adjusted, and waited. But how often have you shown up for yourself with that same energy? How often have you put your needs at the top of the list instead of the bottom? And how long will you keep telling yourself that you'll get to it later? This moment is your opportunity to choose differently. Not because you're trying to prove something. Not because you want attention. But because you've finally realized that your life won't change until you do. Being your top priority means making yourself responsible for your direction, your peace, your growth, and your time. It means looking at your schedule and making sure you're not just busy. You're intentional. It means asking yourself hard questions. Are you living for you or for what others expect? Are you building a life you want or just surviving one you settled for? People will always need something. There will always be tasks, deadlines, events, and opinions pulling on your attention. But you only have so much energy each day. If you keep giving the best of it away before you give any of it to yourself, you'll burn out. You'll feel resentment. You'll wonder why you're tired all the time, why nothing feels fulfilling,
why your goals keep getting pushed back. But the answer is simple. You haven't decided to make yourself a priority. Yet, that doesn't mean being selfish. It means being honest. You cannot help anyone if you're constantly running on empty. You cannot lead a strong life if you're always last in line. Prioritizing yourself means recognizing your value without guilt. It means understanding that your time is limited and your energy is not unlimited. It means being wise about where you give it and why. When you decide that you matter, you start living with different standards. You stop wasting your morning scrolling through distractions. You stop saying yes to things that don't match your values. You stop ignoring your health just to get more done. You stop putting your dreams on hold just to keep people around you happy. You stop lowering your standards to fit into places you've already outgrown. You begin to build a routine that reflects your goals. You start your day with purpose. You take care of your body, not because someone told you to, but because you know it affects how you feel. You choose quiet when you need clarity. You say no without explaining. You plan your days with structure. You speak kindly to yourself, and you stop apologizing for growing into someone who finally respects their own time. There is no perfect moment to make this shift. You make it in the middle of your current mess. You make it while you're still figuring things out. You don't wait until life slows down, because life won't. Something will always come up. There will always be someone else who needs something. But if you keep waiting, your potential will keep waiting too. And that's how years pass by, while nothing changes. This decision, to be your top priority, starts with a clear boundary. You no longer sacrifice yourself for approval. You no longer water down your goals to avoid discomfort. You no longer make excuses for staying the same. You no longer settle for what's convenient when you know it's not what's right. You become the kind of person who protects their time, who guards their focus, who respects their own voice. You don't do it for applause. You do it because your future depends on it. Every day you delay this decision, you delay your growth. You delay your peace. You delay the version of you that you know you can become. Making yourself a priority means committing to your next level, not as a wish, but as a responsibility. It means holding yourself to a higher standard because you know you deserve better. When you live this way, your confidence grows. Not because everything gets easier, but because you trust yourself more. You know where you're going. You stop comparing your journey to others. You stop reacting to things that don't matter. You stay grounded in your vision, and even when life gets messy, you don't fall apart because you've built a foundation of self-respect. This isn't about doing more. It's about doing what matters. You don't need to fill every minute of your day with tasks. You need to make space for what actually improves your life. Time to think. Time to rest. Time to learn. Time to build. Time to reflect. Time to grow. That's how you start building a life that feels real, one that doesn't just look good from the outside, but actually feels good from the inside. Some people won't understand this shift. They'll question your distance. They'll feel uncomfortable when you stop being so available. They'll wonder why you're not showing up like you used to. And that's okay. You're not changing to hurt anyone. You're changing to finally stop hurting yourself. You've done enough of that already. Now it's time to protect your focus, to guard your peace, to build your strength from within. This decision won't fix everything overnight. You'll still have setbacks. You'll still have days when you feel tired, but now you'll have a compass. You'll know how to reset. You'll know when to step back. You'll know what matters and what doesn't. You'll stop chasing validation. You'll stop waiting for someone to rescue you. You'll realize that the person you've been waiting for is you. And when you choose yourself, really choose yourself, you don't lose people, you lose the wrong ones. You don't become selfish, you become focused. You don't isolate, you align. You don't live smaller, you live sharper. You begin to show up in every room as someone who respects their own life. And that kind of presence cannot be ignored. Today is your day, not tomorrow. Not when it's easier. Right now, make the shift. Stand up and say, my time is important. My energy is valuable. My goals matter. My peace is a priority. No one else can make that decision for you. But once you make it, you'll start to feel something different. Not just motivation, ownership. You'll stop surviving and start building. Not for applause, not for approval, but because you finally believe that your life is worth the effort. Don't wait for another sign. Don't keep putting yourself on hold. Don't spend another year watching everyone else move forward while you stay stuck. You are your top priority. And the moment you decide that, everything begins to change, not just around you but inside you. That's when life starts to move in your favor. That's when things begin to align. That's when you finally start living on your terms. Decide today, and don't look back.